Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is Sunday, the 13th of July, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Bob Chapman, who has in the past been the biggest gold and silver broker in the world. He's also had the largest precious metals and financial newsletter in the world. He retired, came back, and again has one of the biggest in the world. He, of course, is also in Army intelligence before that, and covered operations. He, of course, has been predicting a financial complete meltdown and a depression, a hyperinflationary depression in this country, along with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, the father of Reaganomics on my show, Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, former head of the World Bank, and, of course, the head of the New York Business School. These are the type of people, former White House analyst, Richard Cook. By the way, let's get Cook back on this week, coming up on the weekday show. And they've all been saying the same thing. It's all by design to once and for all destroy the liberty and freedom in this country and make us debt chattel slaves. Now, everything we've been talking about, you've heard me for about 5-6 years, hot and heavy, saying they are devaluing the dollar, they are devaluing the dollar, they are devaluing the dollar. I mean, I was freaking out when they devalued it 10% in 1 year. And now here we are with a devalued more than 60% globally. The fellow that owns one of the radio networks that syndicates the weekday show, Ted Anderson, took his fiance down. He's got divorced and remarried. Took his fiance down to Argentina, down in South America for a week. But I've been interviewing him while he's been down there. And they do not want to take dollars in Argentina, folks. The dollar's always been king. And now, in Europe, they don't want to take dollars. I've had family that's been over there. Foolish Americans go over to Europe, and, you know, it costs $8 for a beer, and they think, oh, the Europeans have really got it bad, these poor schmucks. I saw a neocon with his website saying that. They don't understand. The Europeans aren't paying that in their currencies. It's the dollars. It's like if you have pesos in the past and tried to come up here and buy things. And if Americans could realize that the elites were devaluing our currency by design, and we have the IMF World Bank documents from March of 2002 that leaked with Joseph Stiglitz's departure from the World Bank, we could have stopped all this. That's why every show, I warn you, I beg you, I plead, and I even walk up to reporters I know and they on TV and radio, and they just say, Alex, the dollar's not devalued, we're not going to report that. And I can hand them a stack of foreign, you know, Reuters, French news agency, Financial Times, and they just say, nope, that's not what's going on. There's been a problem with some mortgages, and that's why. And so, okay, hey, you want to let them totally destroy your financial future, then I'm going to get out of your way and just have just enjoy yourselves. I mean, the people of this country are willfully ignorant. You will hear nowhere on our media that they are devaluing the dollar. If I hear one more time that we are paying $4.20-something an average for a gallon of 87 octane unleaded, I'm gonna scream. But I know I'm gonna hear it. It's all I hear. It is not the speculation. It is that the dollar is imploding. 70%+ of the cost increase. Remember, it doubled 5 years ago, and then it quadrupled. It's quadrupled in prices in 5 years. They're talking about another doubling by next summer, okay? And if they attack Iran, you can forget a year from now, you're going to be paying $8 a gallon within a month of that attack taking place. So let's go ahead and just go over some of what's happening right now. Run-on bank spells big trouble for U.S. Treasury. Now, I've got the Financial Times of London. I've got the City Morning Herald. I've got Reuters. I've got a French news agency. All saying, and it's press releases from the Treasury Department, saying please don't stop AAA rating our government bonds. Folks, third world countries get AAA rating on their bonds. And the world is now considering completely dumping the dollar in U.S. securities. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it will mean Road Warrior Death Race 2000, okay? I mean, if that happens, it will make 1929 Germany look like Valhalla. Heaven compared to what is going to happen. Now, if we don't politically address what's happening, the bankers will rape us to the wall. They will gut you. Forget shearing you. Sheep just get sheared. Doesn't hurt them in the summer. But they don't like it. You're being gutted, okay? You're not being sheared. You're being strung up like a pig by your hind legs, having your throat slit. You're being cut up for bacon. There is one publication out of hundreds, and I have read hundreds since this happened Friday afternoon. Hundreds. I've spent 3 or 4 hours every day studying this. Only one U.S. publication told the truth. It is the Los Angeles Times. As much as I hate these gun-grabbing, open-border-loving socialists, they occasionally will tell the truth. And it says here, when faith is frayed, and then it just gets into foreign governments are considering dumping the dollar, and it says, this flare-up in the financial forest fire that is far beyond anything we've seen before, said Christopher Lowe, chief financial investment firm, FTN Financial in New York. See, I mean, all the analysts are saying this. You're just not allowed to be in our media. You can't tell the cattle what's going on. They might actually stampede and stop what's happening. And it is triggering worries that would have been unthinkable even a year ago, including the U.S. Treasury debt might lose its AAA credit grade because of heavy blows to the nation's financial health from the housing mess. So one U.S. publication, one, will just give you a little window into what we face. And I don't want to hear from all the cheerleaders out there that, well, Alex, we've just got to say everything's fine, because if we come out and say it isn't fine, confidence will be lost. This is a global system. The confidence has been lost, bozos. We have to have the government raise interest rates now. We have to say strong dollar policy now. We have to start tariffs now. And, of course, they will then try to blame that like they did with the smooth haulings thing. You know, as we were already going in, it took 6 months in 29 for the real depression to kick off. And the stock market went up and down like it is now, and there was a liquidity crisis. And then they put up the tariffs too late and then tried to blame it on that when it had nothing to do with it. So actually, I don't want having tariffs when we go into depression being blamed. So let's not do that so the yuppies can't say tariffs did it. Again, people will invest here if they know we're not going to be financially strip mined and we're going to build industry and have a future and not just have a fiat currency. That's all the country has left is a fiat currency. That's all we had left financially. And let me tell you something, folks. The government is going to tax you at 80-something percent. They're already saying it. The OECD is saying it. It doesn't matter what party comes in. You're not going to like what's about to happen. You better politically tell them now we're not going to pay back these debts, because these debts are owed to central banks that are private that created these currencies and liquidity out of nothing. It is a monumental fraud. And they literally, on the globalists, on our credit and our name, bought the infrastructure of the world. They're all in secure assets and commodities. Okay, and now everybody else is headed to the door. There's tens of trillions in U.S. notes, greenbacks, and securities out there. They're all dumping them as fast as they can into commodities. And that's the 25% increase you see in oil. That's the doubling you've seen in gold. That's all of that. That's why corn and grain, I mean, there's other factors that feed in. But the main reason that you're seeing commodities explode in price is that people are looking for safe havens to dump their dollars. And the big money even writes about this. I saw this a year ago in the Financial Times of London when the countrywide stuff and the Northern Rock and all this was just starting, about 10 months ago. And they said, we just better hope that institutional money and the wealthy, that means billionaires, can position our money where it isn't lost, because this implosion is so big it threatens to even bankrupt the elite. They so greedily raped us to the wall, because we are mindless chump schmucks in this country, that their greed has created an implosion black hole financially that threatens to even suck their greedy butts in. All right, we'll talk to Bob Chapman and a lot more straight ahead. We'll get into Iran war news. Bush says he's green light for go, go, go. And boy, you better get ready for total implosion then. And I know you'll love it, because we're schmucks born to be raped.
Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question,
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Israeli airplanes have been confirmed by the Israeli Air Force to be stationed and massing in Iraq for strikes on Iran. OPEC says that oil will go to unlimited prices, conservatively $500 a barrel. If there is attack, that means you'll be paying close to $20 a gallon. According to them, the economy, which is completely based on petrochemicals, will completely implode. But they've got their New World Order shock troops, FEMA camps built. The real target of all of this is the United States. The New World Order wants to launch an attack on defenseless Iran so they can then claim Iran is launching terror attacks inside the U.S., which will actually be launched by the Pentagon. The true target is the American people and setting up a police state. Congress and the Homeland Security Committee in the House have discovered the martial law plans for 6 months. I've interviewed multiple members of Congress. We have articles up there today where they're now trying to subpoena the White House about the martial law plans. Karl Rove also was subpoenaed by Congress and fled the country and is now under indictment. You will never hear that on your national news, though. But if you Google it, it's all over the foreign press, and there's videos on YouTube of Congress and the indictments. Of course, that doesn't really matter because Barack Obama and John McCain are totally owned by the New World Order as well. Run on bank spells big trouble for U.S. Largest bank run since the Great Depression in the early 1930s here in the United States, kicking off in 1929. That is the mainstream headlines. U.S. bank IndyMac seized amid intensifying crisis. 75% of the value has been lost the last 6 months. 50% of that loss was just Friday of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Total money laundering scams themselves. Oil now above $150 a barrel in weekend trading. Gold exploding. For the rest of the hour, we're joined by former Army intelligence. He, of course, lived all over the world from France to South Africa, the largest gold and silver broker in the world at one time. He owned all the big newsletters, including the, well, there are just so many of them, but the Gary Allen Report and so many others. And he's Bob Chapman, been forecasting all this. His website is theinternationalforecaster.com. Bob, you've been forecasting total depression along with Joseph Stiglitz and others, a hyperinflationary depression within 2.5 years. Are you revising that? Are things accelerating and deteriorating faster? I mean, you said we could, I mean, it could blow a gasket any day, but you said sure thing within 3 years. What do you say now?
No, I think it's about the same. And the reason I say that is that these are deflecting events that are happening. We're talking about the massing of Israeli jets in Iraq for an attack. They want an attack on Iran for a number of reasons, but one of them is the same kind of reason that they invaded Iraq and Afghanistan in the first place, is to get everybody thinking about what's going on over there and not what's going on over here. And, of course, as you said, in order to control the American people and to enslave them. And that's what really this is all about, and you are right about that. And this whole economic event has been planned ahead of time, the taking down of the U.S. economy and its finances, and the world economy for that matter, is all part of a larger plan to bring about world government. And so what we're seeing here is a continuum, and the continuum for them has turned in them, being the Illuminati, the elitists, whatever you want to call them, has turned into a route for them. They are in serious trouble because, as you said earlier in your initial dissertation, that the economic and financial collapse that we're facing could very well bring them down as well, the richest and the most powerful. And I think you're right about that. And I think they're absolutely terrified, because once that happens, these indictments and subpoenas and grand juries and the bringing forth of trials for these people are going to denude them of their wealth and power. And I think that's the way it's headed. And quite frankly, even though it's going to be a dreadful thing to contemplate and to face individually and as groups throughout the world in different countries, it's a good thing that the whole thing's coming down, because finally it can be exposed and we can show the people what they haven't been listening to. And maybe it won't happen again for a long time. And we'll dig our way out of it. It's just going to be very difficult.
Now, the Los Angeles Times is the only U.S. publication, of course, as you know, all the foreign are admitting the truth, that foreign governments and others are considering, including the IMF and World Bank, no longer giving our treasury bonds a AAA rating. A, do you think that's going to happen? And B, what will that precipitate?
Well, first of all, the chances of it happening are not great. These ghouls are in this thing together. Now, the only thing that could cause that would be a real hard and fast split between the European and the U.S. interests behind the scenes. And that could develop. They're very, very disturbed with getting bagged with 40% of the losses that occurred in subprime and also loans and other loans as well in the real estate region, we'll call it. And so maybe they are going to split. They've shown some signs of that. And the BIS letter that was put out last week alluded to that. And that's probably, in fact, what you're talking about or reflecting on.
Yes, yes, the Bank of International Settlements. But remember, Bob, for the layman out there, they listen to these fake financial reporters who just feed them an entire line of bull, a false paradigm of disinfo. In layman's terms, in 2 minutes before we go to break, boil down what we see happening, what's being engineered here. Then I want to come back and talk about if you or Dr. Paul Craig Roberts or somebody else was in the catbird seat, what you would do to try to avert this, if it could be averted, from the inflationary depression.
Well, first of all, it can't be averted. There's just no way that can happen. It's now the degree of the pain. And what is the solution? It's pretty simple. You purge the system. You raise interest rates and you stop creating enormous amounts of money and credit. And banks and insurance companies and corporations and individuals are going to fail. And you're going to have unemployment at 35%. Well, you're going to get it there anyway. So there's no way out of this thing. This is classical economics, and that is the solution, purging. And we all got to go through it whether we like it or not.
And if we don't purge, I mean, explain to people, if we don't purge, and all the top experts agree, by the way, you'll just never hear them on U.S. media, if we don't purge, it's 10 times worse, isn't it?
Absolutely, because you see Japan in 1992, they didn't purge. They went on and on and on and had a depression up until now. I mean, the stocks fell 70%, land fell 80%, homes fell 75%, and they still haven't recovered. They did wipe out a $1.2 trillion debt. They're down to a couple of hundred billion. But still, they didn't take the medicine. Why? Because the Fed told them not to.
So we've got to reboot now. We've got to reboot the system. We'll come back, talk about what you would do. Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com. I'm Alex Jones. I know we've got a lot of callers. If you've got financial questions, we will take your calls for Bob Chapman. My websites are prisonplanet.com. Check out the newly designed, redesigned prisonplanet.com. Classic.prisonplanet.com is the old site. And Infowars.com. We'll be right back after this quick news.
Drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line, no idea of it is worth.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We have a criminal government. It's run by cocaine and heroin dealers, literally. They laundered the money to the banks. They made the decision arrogantly to issue unlimited liquidity to themselves and everybody else, and to buy up all the infrastructure. They've leveraged the world thousands of times, as there's thousands of times of fiat money compared to real assets. And they wrote IMF, World Bank documents, White House memos about how they had to set up a police state, and this happened decades ago, so that when the people found out, we couldn't punish them for their criminal actions, because we are going to be left holding the financial bag. The OECD and others, the big global management groups, are saying that we are going to have to pay 87% taxes just to pay off the debt on this so they can then own all the real assets. But as Bob Chapman was saying, top expert on the stock market, the commodities, you name it, the internationalforecaster.com, I went through his bio, it would take hours, but you can go read it if you want. And we're honored to have guests of his caliber and people like the father of Reaganomics, former head of the Treasury, Paul Craig Roberts, and others. They're all saying the same thing. We are cooked. Unless we raise interest rates and do some other things, what could lessen the crash landing, Bob Chapman? And I want to go back into what we're seeing happen right now.
Well, I think probably a slow upward movement in interest rates, and that wouldn't have to come from the Federal Reserve. It could come by the market itself. And it really is underway. It's already started.
Well, that's what Europe's doing, right?
Right. And I think that you're going to see more of this in the real marketplace. And sooner or later, the Fed will have to raise rates. But it's not going to be anytime soon. They sent out that false signal a couple of months ago in order to keep the stock market up. But I kind of think that except for expeditionary moves into the market, I think they've come to terms with the fact that the stock market's going down and they can't do an awful lot to stop it. And I think they're at the same crossroads with gold and silver. This is all part of a crumbling process. This whole thing is coming unglued. They just like Fortis, the banking group in Europe said, you know, the 6,000 banks, you know, how many are going under? And I had projected 300 in the next couple of years, but maybe it's super conservative. I mean, we won't know until we get there, but it's not going to be good. And of course, we just had IndyMac go down. It should have gone down 8 months ago. They were keeping alive on whole blood or something. And so that's gone now. And, hopefully people didn't have more than $100,000 in their accounts because otherwise they'd be stuck. But, we are just continuing to evolve in a system that is continuing to be floated by the amount of money and credit that the Fed can feed into the system to offset the deflation of the falling value of real assets.
Okay, let's walk through that because remember, Bob, to us this is just like breathing, but to the general public, they're never allowed to hear this. We have people listening all over the place in Kansas City and San Diego and Austin, Texas and Niagara Falls and Tampa, Florida and all over the place. And they're saying, what is devaluing assets? I mean, they literally, all they've been told is lies and disinformation, as you know, and false, economic models by design to where they can't recognize what we're saying. And for those that don't know, the only thing that would save the dollar would be raising interest rates, and the dollar has dropped again. Oil has risen with that. Can you speak to what that means and what more failing banks and more Federal Reserve bailouts mean? That is, private banks get bailed out with our tax money.
And the brokerage business and the investment business and the insurance business and eventually the corporate business, because that's what happens in a corporatist fascist state, and that's what we've got. But the Fed's in a box. If they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. So they really can't do anything. Now, that's why I said it'll be a couple of years before they're going to raise interest rates. Everybody else will, and the real market for interest rates will rise, but their official position won't.
Why are they buying time? I mean, why?
Because they don't want to be caught at what they're doing.
They want to pass it on to Barack Obama.
Pardon me?
They want to pass it on to other administrations.
Well, yeah, that's true in part. George W. Bush gets out with his proverbial skin. With his rating now, I don't know that it's going to make much difference. I think it's lower now than Richard Nixon's was after he resigned. But the problem is one that they're trying to extend. And in that extension, they're making the problem worse, but they don't know what to do because they're caught. Now, you referred to how this is happening. The diminution of assets. We have homes, commercial real estate, businesses falling in value. We have mortgages and other such lent instruments, such as credit cards and so on and so forth. The failure rate continues to rise. Those are all loss of assets.
And we're having diminishing assets while the dollar is devalued and inflation, what is running about 14% a year?
My figure is at 12.875 right now, just under 13. I expect 15 by the end of the year. And I think that the M3, which is the issuance of money and credit in one way or another by the Fed, I think that it's around 17% right now. It fluctuates every couple of weeks. And I see that over 20% next year, maybe as high as 25 or 30, to keep the engine going.
Now, let's be clear. They're going to devalue the dollar outside the country by 25 to 30%, while 15%, but that's compounded annually. So we've already lost half the dollar's value at conservative 10% loss per year in the last five.
Well, I think ultimately we'll lose 50% of the value from here. And that's because the issuance of money and credit will grow that great before the system collapses.
Okay, putting this in layman's terms, if they raise interest rates, put in tariffs, as Dr. Roberts has called for, I want to see if you agree with that,
I sure do.
Okay.
I didn't know anybody else had the guts to get out front on that. I've been the only one for the last 5 or 6 years, and I'm happy to hear he is, because tariffs made America great. We went through a very difficult time after the Declaration of Independence in trade, because we had a free and open mercantilist economy. And what happened was that it was a disaster, because the Chinese were making things cheaper than that they could ship to us than they are now. And so we went to tariffs, and the tariffs were fair, and everybody else used tariffs. And it was a level playing field, in as much as you produce the broom in China for 50 cents, and it was produced in the United States for a dollar. So the tariff on brooms from China was 50 cents. It's pretty simple.
And then you can decide what you want.
And then they would, that's right, they would compete on the value. The value of the product itself,
and then that ups quality.
Quality
instead of the global
system. China didn't have quality in those days.
Exactly.
Believe me, neither did Japan.
Yeah, and so that though incentivizes quality. Now, again, Bob Chapman, for laymen out there that don't understand, they are going to continue to devalue the dollar and keep interest rates where they are for a while longer. That will ensure destruction of the dollar and the economy, instead of saving the dollar and letting the economy fall apart to where we at least still had some value in our fiat currency, correct?
Which they should be doing. And the only answer as an antidote for that is an insurance policy and food filters, things to defend your family with, and gold and silver.
Now,
it's the only place to go to.
Now, when we come back, we're going to take some calls for you, Bob Chapman, but I want to ask you the question. You know, this is gyrating out of control. Even they're out of, you know, losing control of it. In a lot of their writings, they say they wanted to kill the dollar to bring in the world currency, but is this happening too soon? We'll talk to Bob Chapman on the other side. The New World Order engineered this to rape you, okay? But in the process, they've even endangered their own ghoulish butts, as Bob Chapman was just saying. Bob Chapman's our guest. Your calls straight ahead.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box, and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That Physio here is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tomorrow on the weekday show, I'm going to have Bob on longer than 45 minutes. We're going to take a few of your calls for him here in just a moment. Got Jordan Maxwell for an hour coming up next. Talk about who the guys are that run this whole thing, the whole esoteric agenda. Had him scheduled weeks ago. Bob, there's so much to cover, but, I mean, you and all the other experts I talk to keep saying it's going to really get bad in the next few years. But things are already bad. They're getting worse. People are finally starting to see the inflation on the ground, not just overseas. How do you see this playing out? And then also, who do we blame? I mean, we know it's the globalist engineering because we have their own plans, but you know, we need to get this out to the public now so that the people that have engineered this in the establishment don't pose as the saviors again. We already have the private Federal Reserve wanting a global government, wanting global carbon taxes as their next Ponzi scheme to get control of us. Break that down.
Well, I think the main cog, and I'm sure Craig Roberts will agree with me, is doing away with the Federal Reserve. And that would be a good start. And we can take the people that belong to the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the known Bilderbergers, and start running investigations on them. And at the same time, also go after the people who have been in the last two administrations, not only in the Treasury Department, but also in Justice and in the Pentagon, and start tearing apart what they've done. And then start bringing criminal charges. I mean, this is the best way to solve the problem, to get rid of these people once and for all.
And this is criminal. They have looted us. Can you explain to the layman out there how we've been systematically looted?
Well, they control everything. And the only people who make big money are the ones who are in control. And they do what they want to do, as you've seen the administration and Congress blatantly just move along around the law. They defy the Constitution. You saw the FISA, which was passed last week, which is blatantly unconstitutional. The ACLU filed a lawsuit. It'll probably get into the Supreme Court in about a year and a half, and the legislation will be nullified. But it's just the blatancy of what they're doing. And so they all know each other. They're all hooked up and connected. And if something's going down where you can make money or go around the law, or if some event like 9/11 is planned, you stay away from the building. And they know all that stuff. And this is what we've got to prove. We also have to show how they have violated the intent of the Working Group on Financial Markets, which is the executive order which was signed by Ronald Reagan in August of of 1988.
The plunge protection team. Explain what that does. I mean, that's insider trading right there.
Every day, 24 hours a day in every market in the world.
It's admittedly rigged, but the public doesn't know that. Explain to them briefly, and I want to take a few calls.
Well, what the president did at the time was set up the framework that a group within government and outside government as well, because the Fed's not in government, they're a private corporation, that they could go in emergencies and do things that they wouldn't normally do. What they have bastardized this thing into is the interpretation, which is distorted like everything else that they do, is when we think there's any kind of a threat whatsoever, because of terrorism in this case, we can rig the markets 24 hours a day all over the world.
And they selectively go into global markets, the NASDAQ, Standard & Poor's, stocks they want, and then they, some days, put tens of billions in to select funds that they like. Total criminal cronyism, and they've been caught doing it. I mean, do Americans know that Richard Grasso, the former head of the New York Stock Exchange, went to Columbia and publicly at a press conference said, invest your cocaine money with us? But the average American doesn't even know they're drug dealing in front of everyone. But they know the public is like Miss North Carolina. You know, I was watching Beavis and Butthead. They were re-airing it the other day on TV. I hadn't seen it in decades. And I was watching Beavis and Butthead, and did you know they are smarter in that cartoon than the average American now? I mean, actually, watch Beavis and Butthead and then watch the average college student, and they can't even talk, Bob.
I know. It's tragic. And what you say about Grasso is true, and that's why he won his lawsuit, because that was the part of the mafioso money laundering deal. And that's all they were doing, is laundering money. And he was down there to get that money to run it through the New York Stock Exchange. I mean, why else would the head of the New York Stock Exchange be in the jungles of Colombia with FARC, which supposedly is a Marxist organization?
Well, he was publicly hugging him. It was in the news at the time.
No, I saw it. I saw the pictures. No, you're absolutely right. But that's why he was there. All the great fortunes in the last 1,000 years have been made from the proceeds of drugs. The position of the royal families of Europe, which you call the black nobility, they were the ones that started it.
And for those that don't know,
that's why they're filthy rich.
That's right, and exactly, and those routes out of Asia. For those that don't know, the mafia in this country for the 9 years of prohibition, they lobbied in some cases 10% of their proceeds to keep that law in place. And then they literally threw fits and threatened people and did everything when prohibition was ended. Don't you understand the big drug cartels, folks, want drugs illegal? It puts money into it. It gets the criminal element involved. When cocaine and heroin were sold on store shelves, hardly anybody was on it. But, again, you can't explain that to people. They want to be slaves. Let's take a few calls for Bob Chapman. Learn more at theinternationalforecaster.com. Let's go to Jay in Cape Cod. Question for Bob Chapman. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys, for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. I was going to, you know, purchase some gold, but I was wondering, in a situation like that, if there's some sort of, like, inflationary depression, how would it be useful to even own gold?
You have to ask yourself, the gold you can always sell for whatever the rate of the fiat currency is at the time, and Bloomberg's talking about gold at 5,000. I'm not saying that, but, I mean, it's certainly going up. At what, 1980s levels, it's like 2,300 is what it should be for inflation. And,
right.
And so the fiat currency, they can totally devalue. They can sell your paper, your stocks, your bonds are all worthless tomorrow. Bob, you want to explain this to him?
Well, when the dollar goes down, especially in an inflationary environment, and that's what we have right now, even though the economy is stagnant, so you call it stagflation. When you have that situation, when the dollar's going down because of that inflation, some assets will go up in value to offset that. We've seen that happen in commodities, and it's happening in gold and silver. The only reason that gold and silver are not higher is that the working group in financial markets, the plunge protection team, has been suppressing it since 1988. And they will continue to do so as long as they can.
And by the way, in real financial circles, listeners, that is common knowledge. Go ahead, Bob.
Absolutely. And so as the value of your currency, the dollar, goes down, the value of gold and silver are going to go up. And that's going to continue until inflation ends and we have a deflationary collapse. And then let's say that gold is $5,000 an ounce. It could come back down to $4,500, but that's the extent of it. But at the same time, the stock market, which was 14,100, might be 4,000 on the Dow. And we know that house prices have already come down precipitously, and they've got a long way to go.
That's right. Gold and precious metals historically will maintain or get more value during an inflationary trend. Correct, sir?
Right. Usually numismatic coins will do twice as well, if not more.
Okay, let's take a quick call, and we've got to let Bob Chapman go. Let's go real fast to another call for him. Let's talk to Sam in Deutschland. You're on the air from Germany. Quickly, Sam.
All right. Hey, Bob. I have a quick question. The question is, I was wondering how you see the economic depression or collapse in the United States affecting Western Europe. And also, you know, do you think there's going to be a real high rise of anti-Americanism here in Europe, and maybe it's safer for Americans to go back home, or what's your views on that?
Well, first of all, I can understand the anti-Americanism because of the antics of the United States government. And it's not only in Europe. It's all over the world. I think in Germany it's probably around 65 to 67%, but you go into some South American and Eastern European countries and Asian countries as well, and you'll have it over 80%.
Bob, so. Real fast, you know, Ted Anderson was in Buenos Aires down there with his fiance, and I had him on the show Friday. He said they're not wanting dollars in Buenos Aires.
That's correct. They're taking euros,
and that's
the currency. But and, you know, in another program we'll get into the euros. But the PMI, the producer, the Purchasing Managers Index in Europe dropped below 50 several months ago. And it's headed lower, and it's affecting the whole world.
Bottom line, we're going into an inflationary depression. Is that 100% with the current policies?
Yes.
Bob Chapman, I don't want to
No one's going to escape, believe me.
No one's going to escape. Okay. Bob, I'm going to put you on hold. Make sure you're set up for tomorrow. And God bless you, theinternationalforecaster.com. Great info. Check it out. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
All right. Jordan Maxwell, straight ahead. Tons of news and your phone calls. Second hour. You don't want to miss it. You get real info here, folks.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In this age,